The Fault Lies Within. Earthquakes in Indiana on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, where you can learn about family history and the Civil War on Saturday, August 5th. More information at indianahistory.org. The threat of earthquakes looms large in Indiana. Geological research undertaken after a magnitude 5.0 quake in southern Indiana in June 2002 demonstrated the ancient history of the area's seismic volatility. Researchers link the 2002 quake to the reactivation of a fault line dating back to the Precambrian era. Faults are the areas of contact between the cracked plates of the Earth's crust, which exert force against one another. Unlike California's San Andreas Fault, Indiana's faults are not visible, but are buried deep beneath the Earth's surface. The Wabash Valley Seismic Zone is a fault system that extends throughout southeastern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and western Kentucky. Prehistoric earthquakes measuring up to 7.5 in magnitude have occurred in the Wabash Valley. At least six major earthquakes with epicenters in Indiana happened during the last 12,000 years. In recent history, the most damaging earthquake originating within the state occurred on September 27, 1909, between Vincennes and Terre Haute. Researchers are unable to predict the timing of earthquakes with much precision. However, the history of earthquakes with epicenters in the state and the compressional forces at work deep within the continent point to the possibility of future earthquakes in Indiana. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.